And now, come closer. Hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem, Herod was king of Judah. Not long after he was born, magi, wise ones, or seers from the east, made their way to Jerusalem and began to ask around about this baby named Jesus.
Where is this newborn who is the king of the Jews? When we were far away in the east, we saw his star, and we have followed its glistening gleam all the way to worship him.
King Herod began to hear rumors of the wise one's quest, and he began to worry. So he called all of the Jewish chief priests and scribes and asked them where their scriptures prophesied the Messiah would be born.
The Hebrew prophet Micah said this, "But you, Bethlehem, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
After he heard this, Herod demanded the wise ones go to Bethlehem and search for the child Jesus and to report it to him so he could go and worship him.
The wise ones left King Herod and went on their way. The star they had first seen in the east reappeared, a miracle that, of course, overjoyed and enraptured them. The star led them to the house where Jesus lay, and as soon as the wise ones arrived, they saw him with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. They unpacked their satchels and gave Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That night, the wise ones had a dream warning them not to go back to Herod, so they returned to their homes in the east by a different route.
After the wise ones left, a messenger of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Get up, take the child and his mother, and head to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you it is safe to leave. For Herod understands that Jesus threatens him and all he stands for. He is planning to search for the child and kill him, but you will be safe in Egypt.
So Joseph got up in the middle of the night. He bundled up Mary and Jesus, and they left for Egypt, heeding this guardian angel's words. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. So what did you get for Christmas? Angie got a calendar from her dad. What did you get? I got some gift cards. I got a jewelry box. I got a piano concert. Yes, Peter's not here. It wasn't from Peter. I also got a photo book from Ashley of our trip to Shanghai that I took with our other daughter. The three of us went in May. And I got to spend the day in our new home with Ashley and Steve eating some really great food that I didn't have to cook. And I watched Christmas movies. I'm very blessed, very blessed. But did you ever get anything you didn't like? You know, those worst presents that you want to either re-gift or take to the white elephant parties, right? Those gifts? Well, see if you can top this story of one woman's worst and best Christmas present. When Melissa was at a Christmas dinner party one year, a friend asked everyone to go around the table and share the worst Christmas present they ever received. Melissa shared that one year her grandmother got her a brownie uniform. And while it wasn't the uniform itself that was the worst present, it was what the uniform led to that made it stick out in her mind as the worst present she ever received. Melissa was only 7 years old when she received this uniform. And when she joined the brownie troop, unfortunately the troop leader made it clear to her and all the other girls that she did not like Melissa. In fact, Melissa said the troop leader purposely waited to hand out badges on the days Melissa wasn't there. And so at the end of the year, all the other girls gained all of their badges and moved on to the next level, except Melissa. Melissa had only one badge. Ashamed, she ended up quitting brownies. Now, Melissa's mother was at this same dinner party, and 2 weeks later, on Christmas morning, She handed Melissa a small gold box. Inside was a brownie sash, and it was adorned with every single badge a girl could earn. And with it was a 3-page letter explaining how Melissa had earned all of those badges. Melissa began to cry. And now she says the best gift she's ever received is a brownie sash. And it really is the love behind that sash that made it her best present. It was the love that her mother showed her in giving her that sash full of all the badges. What did you get for Christmas? Because when we begin to list the presents we got, sometimes it's the gifts that can't be wrapped that are the best gifts of all. What are the best gifts you ever received in your life that weren't wrapped? Because we get lots of really great things for Christmas, no doubt about it. But we also got the birth of Jesus. We also got that little miraculous life lying in the manger who gave us great life. That is what we got for Christmas this year. We got a new chance at life because of Jesus. A chance to start fresh. A chance to find new joy and restored hope. A chance to live at peace instead of in fear. Just like Mary and Joseph in the scripture this morning, they had a chance at new life. They could escape fear because King Herod was out to kill their son. Even the three wise men were wise enough to heed the warnings to not to return to King Herod. King Herod lived in fear and instilled fear. But Joseph and Mary had a chance for life. New life, thanks to the message from the angel who told them to go to Egypt so they could be safe. And not only did they get life in a new country, they had new life in the birth of their son, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us. This precious new child was a gift of life to us, to this whole world. A gift of, oh, your troop leader singled you out and shamed you? I will show you just how beautiful you are. I am here so you can have life without fear and shame. I am here as your gift so you can live in peace even when the King Herods of the world want to steal your peace. Jesus is a gift that is life-giving, a gift that restores and relaxes and repairs. What are you doing that is life-giving for you? What restores you, relaxes you, and repairs your soul? And what plans do you have to do those things in the new year? Because the gift of life we received at Christmas this year is a gift that says we don't have to live in fear. We don't have to suffer through all we have going on. We can face anything with Christ as our guide and as our source of peace, hope, love, and joy. We really can. It's like opening up a gold box and finding a brownie sash full of badges. Badges we earned, and someone noticed, and made it right. As we come into the new year, let us listen for the angels that will guide us to new things and new life. And let us look for the wise people in our lives who bring us gifts of love and understanding. And let us look for the Christ child to get us through every situation, because he will. Christ will guide us and will get us through. We just have to remember the gift of new life that has been given to us this Christmas. Because it's always there. It's not hidden from us. It's right within us. It's kind of like the best gift ever that we didn't really notice because it came disguised as our lives. Our lives, filled with the life of Christ and all that he brings. It's like the story of a teacher who always got a bunch of presents from his students each year, and each year he would receive a collection of handkerchief boxes, you know, those little flat boxes. None of the parents knew what to get him, so he ended up with boxes and boxes of handkerchiefs year after year. It got so bad that he ended up just stacking the boxes in his closet, most of them unwrapped. Then one year when he went to retrieve one of the boxes to get himself a new handkerchief, he opened it up, and inside was a beautiful antique pocket watch. Never in a million years did he ever think anything else would ever be in one of those boxes except for another handkerchief. But all that time, the pocket watch was right there, and he didn't even know it. We carry a beautiful gift within us. It is with us all the time, and it is the gift of this miraculous child named Jesus, the gift of new life, the gift of restored life, the gift of being refreshed when we feel worn out. So let's accept this gift that is ours, and let's let it change our lives. For this is the best gift we've ever received, and we just got it again this Christmas. Let us not overlook it for one instance this new year. Let's not stack it in a closet somewhere where we'll forget about it. Let's keep it right in front of us so we remember to keep it with us, to keep us going all year. For this gift, the gift of the Christ child, cannot be wrapped. It can only be received and shared. Let us receive it and give it away every single day this new year. Amen.